The Bible reading is on your server sheet. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the word of the Lord.
This reading is also on your service sheets. It's Luke chapter 12, verses 49 to 56. I've come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled, but I have a baptism to undergo. And what constraint I am under until it is completed. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. From now on, there'll be five in one family divided against each other, three against two, and two against three. They'll be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He said to the crowd, when you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say, it's going to rain, and it does. And when the south wind blows, you say, it's going to be hot, and it is. Hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time? This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. One of the difficulties in August is you never know how many young people will be at our all-age service. But if you're young and you think you'd like to come to the front with your kneeler and just sort of sit down here so you can see what's happening, you're most welcome to does anyone want to come forward with it? Come on then. Bring your kneelers with you so you've got something soft to sit on. Go. So we've just had two readings. They were very difficult to understand. So what I want to do today is to think about how we can live like Jesus, and we need to know that it won't always be easy. In the first reading that Anya read to us, that wasn't Heidi, by the way, that's Anya, if you see her afterwards, we're told to throw off everything that stops us from being like Jesus. And it says, following Jesus is like being in a race. We've got to keep up with him. We've got to be part of his team. We've got to see him as our captain. For the adults, let's just look again on our service sheet at the letter to the Hebrews. And at the end of that first line, it says, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Do you know what an author is? Any of you, do you know what an author does? Imogen, what does Imogen, Jennifer, what does an author do? An author creates things, they write things, they make things. And Jesus, before Jesus, Christianity didn't exist. He came along, and as a result of Jesus, this faith began. And he made it so good, he was the one that made it perfect. So how can we be more like Jesus? Well, we need to keep our eyes on him. Do you know there's been lots of people over many, many centuries who through following Jesus have done great things in his name. Schools, hospitals, looking after people in need, all done in the name of Jesus. But sometimes people swivel their eyes around somewhere else, and that's when things start to go wrong. And there's all sorts of bad things happen when people don't focus on Jesus. Now, what have you been watching on BBC all the last week? Anything? Not CBB, but on proper BBC, big BBC. What, have you been watching anything? No? You've been watching the Olympics, so have I. Oh, it's been good. Has anybody else been watching the Olympics? Yeah. Oh, look, there's the sign up there. Can you see that sign for the Olympics? Now, I've got some bad news. Well, you probably know this. Tom Daley and Dan Goodfellow in the diving, do you know, they were pushed into third place by the Chinese and the Americans. Third, so they only got a bronze medal. They didn't get gold. But there's good news as well. The two people who won the silver, the Americans, their name were David Boudia and Steele Johnson. They are really committed followers of Jesus. And before every dive, they repeatedly say, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Pray to God. That verse is from the Bible. It's from Philippians. And before every dive, they say that time and time again. And also, when they're not necessarily on the diving board, they pray together. There was also bad news for all of you GB Rugby 7 supporters. You may know this week we lost 43-7 to Fiji. But we got to the final and we got a silver medal. We weren't expecting that. But the Fijian captain, this is the good news, his name's Osea Colinisau. Osea is a devoted follower of Jesus. And when they won 43-7, this is what he said. "First of all, I thank the Lord. He's been our source of strength. We reminded each other how God has taken us through the last 2 years. And that same God we serve is here with us in Rio. We play for our country and the God we serve." Why don't we look at some other people and see who they play for? Who's this? Who knows who this is? Anybody know who this is? Well done, Usain Bolt. Well done, Charles. That's brilliant. Now, what does he do? Did you hear that? He is the fastest man alive on the planet. Do you know how fast he can run in 1 second? I tell you, all of you, supposing he's running, right? He's coming along here. He's on this line and he's going up there. You go and stand where you think he will run in 1 second. And 1 second is like now. Go and stand where you think, how far you think he will run in 1 second. Where are you going to go, Charles? Oh, dear, dear, you've all got different views, haven't you, hey? Let me tell you. You're almost right. He runs 11 metres in 1 second. This is how far he would have run. Yeah? Well done. Perfect. Sorry, everybody else, you got the silver and bronze medals. Now, does anybody know who Usain Bolt... Sorry, if we can just go back, Doug. Who Usain Bolt plays for? What country does he run for? Anybody know? Jamaica. Absolutely. He's Jamaican. He is a follower of Jesus. His middle name's Saint Leo. And he's a strong follower of Jesus. So, who is our next person? Do you know who this is? He's British. He's playing for Britain. Do you know who he is? Come on then, tell us, one of the adults. That's Mo Farah. He ran last night. He stumbled, but he's still got the gold medal. Now, Mo is not a follower of Jesus. He follows somebody else. But he is a man of faith. He follows the Muslim faith. Who is this, I wonder? Our third photo. Does anyone know who this athlete is? First of all, who's she playing for? Does anyone know who she's playing for? She's playing for America. Does anyone know who it is? Simone Biles. Absolutely right. Now, she has also got a very strong faith. So she's playing for Jesus. And she's playing for the United States. Who's this next person playing for? Do you know who that is? That's Tom Daley. And he's playing for Great Britain. And who's this next person playing for? Do you know who these people are? I think that's Imogen and Jen. And they are playing for Jesus. Today, in being baptized, they've decided what team they want to be on. They want to be on Jesus' team. And they've made that decision. And you know, we're all going to have to help them as they grow up. Today is the first step, in many ways, of a race that they're running to keep their eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of their faith. Our prayer today has to be that they'll grow in faith. They'll keep their eyes on Jesus. And that will require the support of others. It will require the support of parents, godparents, and Jen supporters. Now, I think George and Anya, I wonder if you could help me. Was going to be George, but Tom will do. Right, Tom. Right, if you can stand just there. Okay. Now, I want you to look up there, right? And I want you to race to the window. Okay, we're on the shout of go. On your marks, get set, go. Okay, gold for Tom. But if it was only that simple, do you know, often we run the race in life and we get distracted and we lose our way. It's the same in sport and as it is in life. Just like Mo Farah fell last night, but he picked himself up and went on. In life, we can particularly get weighed down with all sorts of things. Tom, can you just come forward and Anya? Sometimes Tom can get weighed down with different sort of things. We're going to give him some things that he might get weighed down. Can you come and help me and give him some things? One of you? Different people can do this. You bring the come up first. Sometimes Tom might say, I want my own way. That's going to weigh him down. Can you give him that? And sometimes Tom might say, it isn't fair. Can you give him that? And on a very bad day, Tom might say, I'll never forgive them. Can you give him that? And sometimes he might say, no one will notice. Can you give him that? And sometimes he might say, oh, so what? Give him that. Okay. So we're going to run the race again and see what happens now that Tom is weighed down with all of these things. So here we go again. And we'll start the same spot. OK, Anya and Tom, on your marks, get set, go. So Anya wins, yes. Let's have all of those things. Let's put all those heavy things back here. You see, what happens is that we get weighed down in life by all of these things. If you stay for a second. Now, what are these things really all about? I want my own way. That's really all about being selfish, I think. I want my own way. Sometimes we can be selfish, all about me. So can you just put these along here? What about no one will notice? What's that? No one will notice, I'm going to do something bad, but no one will notice. Can you think of a word that describes that? Maybe some of the adults? Disobedient. Yes, deceitful. I chose sneakiness. And what about so what? I'm going to do it, so what? Sorry? Defiance. Yes, and it's just not caring, is it? It's not caring. I'll never forgive them. What might that be? Resentment. It could be resentment. It's grudging, isn't it? It's holding a grudge against somebody. And finally, we've got it isn't fair. It isn't fair. It isn't fair. It isn't fair. What's that all about? Grumbling. Have we got any? Are any of you grumblers? Sometimes grumbling can weigh us down a lot. But what we need to do is not do those things. Thank you very much, Tom. And not be weighed down with all of those things. But what we need to do is keep on the right track. We need to think of other people, not be selfish. We need to be honest and not be sneaky, telling lies. We need to be forgiving, not grudging. We need to care for others, not ignore them. And we need to share our fears and ideas with God and ask Him to help us. But this isn't necessarily easy. Not everyone's got their eyes fixed on Jesus. What we read in Luke, it said, and this is difficult to understand, you know, at Christmas we hear that Christ, Jesus, is coming into the world as the Prince of Peace. But what he says here is, do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. From now on, there will be five in one family divided against another. Three against two and two against three. They will be divided. Father against son and son against father. Mother against daughter and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against daughter-in-law. And daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. They will all be divided. And Jesus is saying that is perhaps because of him. Well, society is divided. Families are divided. Perhaps you know a family where the mum is a follower of Jesus and dad isn't. Or perhaps dad's a follower of Jesus and mum isn't. Only this week in the news, we heard of a 15-year-old Belgian boy who was put on terrorist watch after calling for the death of all Christians in a video. He's not a follower of Jesus. He's divided against the followers of Jesus. 3 weeks ago in France, a priest was killed in his church by Islamic State militants. That priest was a faithful follower of Jesus. But the person who killed him wasn't. So, it's not going to be easy to follow Jesus and to keep our eyes on him, the person who created our faith. So, what should we do? How can we be good followers of Jesus? Well, we can give up being selfish. Can someone come and help me with this? We can give up being selfish. Can you just tear that in half? We don't want to be selfish, do we? No, quite right. Just tear it in half. It's very strong paper. Oh, yeah, keep going. Oh, yes, there we are. Well done. Who wants to... We're not going to be sneaky, are we? Who's going to... Come on then, Charles. You tear up sneakiness. Ah, there we are. We're not going to be grudging, are we? No. Who's going to come and tear up grudging? Oh, I see you're going to be in the Olympics, maybe in the wrestling or the weightlifting. Now, who's going to say, I'm going to stop grumbling? We're going to give up grumbling. There we go. Tear that up. And who's going to tear up not caring, because we're going to care for other people? That's it. Tear it and get rid of all of those things that weigh us down. So get rid of all of those things. And then the other thing is we've got to keep our eyes. That's it. Okay, brilliant. So let's put all the paper there. Get rid of those things. Get rid of them there. Right, in the bin with all of those. We got rid of all those things there. All we need to do is keep our eyes focused on Jesus, who's the author and perfecter of our faith. Great, thank you very much. You can go back to your seats now. And I think we're going to sing our next hymn.